We kicked off the kickoff the hour, though, by talking a little football. Yesterday, CAA Media Day, we had a chance to talk with Maine football coach Nick Charlton. The Black Bears hoping to make not just a postseason run, but a run at the national championship this year. And to talk more about that and some of the other teams in the mix, we're joined by Kevin Marshall of FCS Nation Radio. Kevin, good afternoon.
Mitch, it's really good to talk to you. I hope that folks up there in Maine can understand the way that I talk, being from the low country of South Carolina, now living in Montana. I'll try not to throw in too many Southernisms for you, Rich.
Oh, you'd be stunned how many South Carolina natives we have on the show here, because obviously you guys are so incredibly knowledgeable.
Well, about barbecue, sweet tea, and football, that's probably about it.
Well,
maybe secession, although that didn't work out so well for us.
No, we love the first three, though. And first of all, let's talk about what you do with your wonderful podcast for anybody who might not be aware.
Well, Rich, we started off 6 years ago. I moved across the country from Charleston to right outside of Missoula, Montana, with no guarantee I could get a national show about the FCS on the radio. So we started off on the one station in Missoula, and we've blown up this year to be on 27 stations. We're going to do a little something with your show, so you'll be able to hear some of our show from Maine to Spokane, which is, I think just indicative of the fact that people care about football at this level. It's personal to them. And let's face it, if you follow an FCS team, most of them, you have to try a little bit to be a fan. It's not handed to you. You're not going to find out about the CAA by watching SportsCenter or the Big Sky or the SoCon or the MVFC. They don't cover that. So what we do is we just grab everything that you might be interested in, grab some coaches and some players, do it 1 hour, one time a week, on 27 stations from coast to coast.
What is it that you love about this level of football?
It's the playoff system. I mean, the next level up, it's just ruined by money, I think. And there's, people might not want to talk about it, but with money comes corruption and comes recruiting violations and comes a lot of things that are not good. At this level, it's mostly played by kids who you would gladly invite into your living room to date your daughter, and by actual student athletes. I think it's really cool, and I think it's one of the best things about this subdivision, including the playoffs, Rich.
Well, yesterday we had the CAA Media Day, a JMU, no surprise, picked number one in the conference. We were a little bit surprised to see Towson pick number two and Maine number three. Of course, the poll, as the coaches will tell you, doesn't mean a lot whether you're one or whether you're 12. And in the CAA especially, it's hard to project because the margin of error is so small in those conference games. But what do you take from that poll?
Well, if you're a Maine fan, you have to be happy that you're picked higher than six or eight like you were last year, right, Rich?
Well, absolutely.
But when you look at the preseason all-conference teams, I think that the three seniors on the Maine defense, two of them on that defensive line, Maine is going to be stout up front again. And that's going to be a defense that nobody is really going to want to play against. They tackle so well. That was what impressed me so much, even after being on the road all those weeks in the playoffs when it ended, is that, there was some fatigue there. And the travel is something that you really had to deal with. But the Maine team, I really like the fact that they tackle well, they play good, solid defense, and they never seem to be out of position, Rich. You're not getting beat over the top because a guy bites on a play fake. Very disciplined and a very defensive-minded squad. It was hard not to be a fan of that Maine team last season, and I think you earned a lot of fans around the country by the way that you played.
I think the big question mark a lot of people have in the national picture is, can Maine have a consistent offensive performance? They were great against Jacksonville State in the playoffs, struggled offensively in their last couple of games, but Maine has got just about everybody back on offense. And while they did lose Ramon Jefferson, the leading rusher, what I like about this coaching staff, Kevin, is they acted quickly and even preemptively, and they brought in two FBS transfers. Emmanuel Reed out of Buffalo, who started and had a great season a couple of years ago, was on the Doak Walker watch list at the start of last year, and then a young man, Jordan Rowell, out of Northern Illinois. So they've hit a couple weak areas and solidified them and maybe added some depth.
No kidding. Anytime you have a running back that is mentioned in the same breath as Doak Walker for that award, that's pretty impressive. But I think that, you know, first of all, the trigger man, Chris Ferguson, is a, you know, how he plays is going to be very key to how the Black Bears do. But I've been very impressed, speaking of the main offense, with Liam Dobson.
Yeah.
I mean, 6'2", 330-pound junior. You know, when you look down the preseason all-conference teams, you don't see a whole lot of juniors. And that's pretty impressive to make that list. He's out of Canada, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
Very impressed with the way he plays. You can tell he's got kind of a nasty streak about him. But getting back to the question you just asked a moment ago about Towson being picked second, Rich, I'd be remiss if I didn't say that we're going to learn a lot about the Towson Tigers week one down there in Charleston, South Carolina, when they take on the Citadel.
Absolutely.
That's a big game for both teams.
And the Citadel, too, Kevin, is one of those teams that feels very disrespected after their conference poll.
Yes. Seventh in the nine-team SoCon after making a quarterback change with four games left and against FCS opponents averaging 41.5 points a game, and given Alabama all they wanted for a lot longer than they wanted. I think Coach Brett Thompson referred to it as a flat-out joke. Look, nobody does "they're not respecting us" better than a Southern military college, I might tell you.
Well, let's look at the national picture. We're talking with Kevin Marshall of FCS Nation Radio. The conversation always begins with North Dakota State. Obviously, they are the benchmark. They are the gold standard for FCS college football. But this is a team that comes back with fewer starters than we've seen, I think, in a decade.
Yeah, NDSU, look, it's hard not to believe that the Bison just can't line up and run the power and get to the semifinals, right? Because their offensive line, defensive line just dominate. But that being said, you know, they've had very consistent quarterback play for about a decade there now at Fargo, with first Brock Jensen, then Carson Wentz, and then Easton Stick. So, you know, if you're not paying attention, you know, Carson Wentz is pretty good there at Philadelphia, and Easton Stick was a third-round draft choice by the Chargers. So, you know, that has helped them. But even during their run, they have had some games, just like a lot of football games do, where two, three, four plays define the difference between winning and losing. And North Dakota State always seems to make those plays. Now, can they do that this year with a new head coach? Chris Klieman goes to Kansas State, which, you know, is a pretty thankless job, I would think, to follow a legend, but we'll see. But, you know, last time this happened, they didn't miss a beat. So, you know, we'll see. The quarterback questions do remain there in Fargo, but I think that with the early season schedule they have, they're going to have enough time to maybe iron those out and decide whether how they're going to proceed. They got good, solid coaching. A lot of the assistants stayed. So there is some continuity there in Fargo. But, look, I have a vote in the stats poll. So does my co-host. And I can't say what Chris Callum is going to do. But I'm going to vote North Dakota State number one, because as a very distinguished citizen of North Carolina once said, to be the man, you got to beat the man. And nobody's been able to do that anytime recently.
Which team out there, Kevin, do you think is the biggest threat to challenge North Dakota State for the national title?
Well, it's hard not to pick JMU, but I don't think JMU wins the CAA. I really don't. I think that Maine probably does, or maybe Towson. But, you know, I think some of your dark horse teams you have to look at, you know, are, look, nobody wants to play Wofford either. Mm. You know, Wofford's coming off back-to-back Southern Conference championships. And to be quite honest with you, I think Delaware is going to be much improved this year. Coach Rocco seems to do better as things go along. But it's very strange, isn't it, to be talking about, you know, who can be in the picture nationally from the CAA and not mention Richmond, not mention William and Mary. They've fallen on hard times.
They have. A New Hampshire, another one that was always had the longest playoff streak in the country until last season. And I think they'll bounce back a little bit. Also, keep your eye on William and Mary. I think they may be one of those teams that surprised some people. What about that Eastern Washington team? We were so impressed with them last year.
Well, my co-host is an Eastern Washington guy, and so I get to hear all about them. And look, Eric Berrier, people can say, well, a small sample size. Well, not really, considering that he took over there in the third game of the season, including playoffs, played an entire college football season, regular season anyway. But I think it's very telling the amount of confidence that Aaron Bess, I was just at Big Sky Media Day, and Aaron Bess is one of the, you know, better quotes you're ever going to find. Him and Dan Hawkins at UC Davis, who also is somebody that's going to challenge.
I agree.
And the thing about this is that, you know, Gage Guberud, if he wouldn't have gotten hurt, was in line to win the Peyton Award probably.
Right.
And they felt confident enough in Berrier to let Guberud transfer to Washington State. So what does that tell you? You know, you got a guy who probably won the Peyton, and they're like, you know what, we really don't need you anymore. Go ahead and transfer as a graduate student. I think if Eastern, look, it's hard not to look at their special teams. Roland Alcabendis graduated. He didn't miss a field goal last year. I'm very surprised he didn't get a shot at the NFL, one of the best kickers I've ever seen. And they're going to have to replace him. But other than that, you know, and JT Tiuli up front, you know, Eastern's going to reload, I think. And that's, you know, look, they're them and Davis, I believe, are, and probably Weber State, you know, probably head and shoulders above it, everybody else in the Big Sky. And if you're going to talk about Big Sky football and you're not mentioning Montana or Montana State, it's like the world turned upside down a little bit. But those two are playing catch-up. And, look, being around Missoula, they love Bobby Houck here. And you know, they brought him back to be the head coach last year, but things did not go like he wanted to. And Missoula is not a place where you're going to get 7 years to rebuild the program. The Grizz need to start winning now.
Well, we can't wait for it all to get started. Maine football players reporting next week. The opener is about 5 weeks away for the Maine Black Bears when they play Sacred Heart. And as you mentioned at the beginning of the segment here, we're going to be featuring a part of your FCS Nation radio podcast, kind of a look around the nation, will be a weekly feature here on Downtown. And we hope we can check in with you throughout the season as well.
It'd be a real pleasure, Rich. You know, you're the voice of the Maine Black Bears, and that's pretty cool. And look, we try to be where the best fans are, and there's no doubt that some of the best fans in the entire football championship subdivision root for the Maine Black Bears, and we're glad to be a part of it.
Excellent. Well, Kevin, thanks for all the great work you do covering FCS football, and we look forward to hearing more from you as the season gets rolling.
Thanks, Rich. Take care.
That's Kevin Marshall with us here on Downtown FCS Nation Radio.